I just heard the news this afternoon of the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. I don't follow basketball closely, haven't for many, many years. A bit more in the Jordan era, whenever I was a little interested in basketball. But even if you're not interested, almost everybody's heard the name. Amassed a wealth of hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions. 500, 600, 700 million, who knows? As I heard that, my mind went straight to the psalm we read this morning. Psalm 49. How providential. Luke 6, verse 20. Psalm 49 this morning. Verse 6 and 7. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. All the wealth in the world is incapable of aiding those that are spiritual beggars. The only one who can help is Christ. You look all around the world and the tragedy of it. I know nothing about the man. I know nothing about his life. I know nothing about his soul. I know nothing. But at 41 years of age, to he and his daughter, those that were with him, launched into eternity. I think of the words of the Lord. When people ask, why did the tower fall? Why do these things happen? And he simply says, repent. Repent. When these things happen, when tragedy befalls, repent. The psalmist says, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. Only God can redeem the soul from the power of the grave. And this is why the work of preaching the gospel is so utterly crucial. Because you can get everything your heart desires. You can get every wish you might ever offer. Every single thing you could ever put your gaze upon, you could get it all. Still have nothing. No Christ. No hope.